Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you so much for joining me on the Zoom. We don't have anyone in person, so it's good to have everybody on the Zoom tonight. Nice to see you, Isaac and Camp. Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be learning Simen Shin Yud Ches, Si'ifim, Vav, Zayin, and Ches, Be'ez Hashem. So we are holding Shin Yud Ches, Si'if Vav. Today we are doing Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Aleph. So let's begin Si'if Vav. Kli she'yesh bo davar cham she'yatzel ledes bo. If you have a kli that has something hot that's yatzel ledes bo, you're allowed to put it together with something that's already been insulated and sort of included in the insulation in order to maintain the heat so that it doesn't get cooled down. But only if it's already yatzel ledes bo, then you can allow it. You can put it together with something hot inside of insulation. And not only that, you could also seal the opening of the kli with a dough in order to maintain the heat inside of it. What you should not do is do not take something that is not so hot and put it together with a pot that is very hot, where it's going to get to the point that it's yatzel ledes bo. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Memtes. The Shulchan Aruch was careful to say that you're allowed to do this only if the kli is holding a food item that is yad soled despo. Hamechaber ozel l'shitase b'sif dalet, and this is the mechaber l'shitaso dim nitztanin k'sas hacheni yad soled despo yesh b'ol mishum bishul. The mechaber holds that if you have a liquid that is below yad soled despo, it's going to be a violation of bishul to recook it. Meaning, when the Ramah held that the Ramah is going to be in Sif Yud, that if you have a liquid that was once cooked and then cools down, only if it's nitztanin legamri is it subject to bishul going forward. But if it's not nitztanin legamri, it's not subject to bishul. Whereas the Mechaber holds, even if it just dips below yatzel ledes bo, it's a violation of bishul to heat it up. According to the Ramah, you don't need it to be yatzel ledes bo. As long as it's not fully cooled down, you can reheat it and you don't have to worry about that. So ledes bo, even though the Mechaber would normally hold that if you have something that's just above yatzel ledes bo, let's imagine the yatzel ledes bo is 120 degrees, right? So normally the Mechaber would hold, if you have something that's already 125 degrees, to heat it to the point of 150 degrees is going to be a violation of bishul d'oraisa. So why is it good enough to have the food being the liquid being yatzel ledes bo and to allow you to put it together with something hot in the same insulation? Shouldn't we be choshesh? You're going to be violating an issur d'oraisa of heating it up even more. No, shayni ach de lo yava de bishul gamer rak sheishtar mechumah b'tocho. Because over here, all you're doing is you're including it in an insulation. You're not putting it on a fire. You're not putting it on a heat source. So all you're really trying to do is maintain the heat that it has, and you're not really trying to add much heat to it. But many of the Achronim disagree, and they say, no, it's got to be that it's in a special called Tzarko, that it's fully cooked. Otherwise, you because even if it just goes up incrementally, it was 125 degrees, now it's 128 degrees. That might be a violation of Bishul. The Maimon Mordechai says, though, that if it's Mavushal Kol Tzarko, even though it may benefit from further cooking, that would not be a problem to include it in the insulation, even though it's going to, it may add a few degrees to the heat. La'anicha v'chulei hatmuna, so we said you're allowed to put it in to the together with a pot that is tamun. Bibgadim yibod yom. Tmuna means that it's tamun with cloth already from Erev Shabbos. V'ashmi'ino demutu la'anich Hakli tachsa begadim shekisu ben akadera, that you're allowed to stick this kli under the begadim that you use to be matmin, to insulate your pot. Ve'avshein tomin b'shabbos afilu b'davshein b'mosav hevel, even though you're not allowed to do atmana on Shabbos, even with something that doesn't add any heat. Hacha kivin de'ikra atmana hayimi bod yom l'tzorach akadera tizem mutter. Over here, it was the atmana had already been done on Erev Shabbos because the you have your chalent pot and it's wrapped in cloth from Erev Shabbos in something that's not mosav hevel from from Erev Shabbos, and you're just sticking this little container of hot liquid inside that insulation. But the insulation was already done in Erev Shabbos, and that's why it's mutter. V'lachenim neskalsa hakadera the mutter l'chasosa mutter l'chasos derech agav gam kli sheish with davar cham. The halacha is if you had something that was in insulation from Erev Shabbos and then it came undone on Shabbos, you're allowed to redo it on Shabbos. So when you redo it, when you redo that insulation, you could stick in this little container of food as well. Piv b'vatzek, we said you could also seal its opening with dough. Kedeshli etzei chumo, that the heat should not escape. U'mayri b'sheinu mukta, and this is talking about a case where the dough is not mukta. How's the dough not mukta? Raw dough is not edible. Kigon detzarech habatzek l'tarnagolin shebeso. You're using it as animal food. You have tarnagolin around your house that you feed this dough to, and therefore it's not mukta. V'ayin magen avram dedafka b'vatzek shuenu bar meruach. Magen avram says there's another thing you have to be concerned about when it comes to smoothing out something that's a dough-like substance, and that is that it's maybe a violation of mimareach, of a different malacha. So he says, yeah, it's only with dough where it's not going to be mimareach. Aval b'shava v'zefes otit shudavar mismareach, but to seal the opening of the container, of the food container with pitch or tar or something like that, where it could be miruach, asr mishum mimareach, that's going to be a violation of mimareach, who can in the Yisrael, b'sum shun yudal sifiral, dosal yitain shava b'nek avachavis, l'sas mneishum mimareach. Just like we discussed back in Sim Shin Yudalid, that to use wax to close a hole in an opening is a violation of mimareach. V'ataz kasav t'batzik nami bar miruachu. The Taz writes that dough is also something that is subject to miruach. So the first shita that he quoted holds that Magen Avram holds that smoothing out dough is not called miruach. It's not mimareach, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch gives the example of dough. But the Taz says, what do you mean? If you smooth out dough over a surface, that's also mimareach. Ela atam dein b'zeh mishum miruach. The reason why it's mutter in our case in Shulchan Aruch lefi she'in makbid alav l'dabik oso b'tov is because you're not really smoothing it out nicely over the surface. Because you're not being makpid that it's smoothed out nicely. You're just trying to make sure that it's not fully exposed, that the pot shouldn't cool down. But what we learned in Simon Shin Yudalit about taking wax and covering a hole of a barrel with the wax, you want that sealed really, really well so that the wine doesn't spill out of the barrel. So therefore, that's going to be real mimareach. That's the Taz. Ulefiza, according to the Taz, af petit v'shava mutar binyanenu. If you sloppily put on some tar or wax, then it's also not going to be mimareach. Meaning, it's not about dough versus wax. It's about how sloppy or neatly you do it. That if you do it in a more sloppy way, it's not mimareach. If you do it in a very neat way, then it is mimareach. Aval amagar avram anal aser. But the magar avram holds that no, the chilik is a chilik between dough and wax. That dough is not subject to mimareach, whereas wax and tar and pitch and things like that are subject to mimareach. Avalein manichin, sivkat nun gimel, we had said that you cannot put a kli that has something that's not so hot on top of a gedera that is very hot, where it's going to get to yatzal ledispo. The tafshil shen stanin, kaimlim sivtal diyesh bishel achar bishel, because if you have a liquid tafshil that's already cooled down, so it's going to be subject to bishel again. Valkein asra afilu lo adminim klal bishum davar. So it's going to be asra even if you don't do any sort of hatmana, but that's only if it's a liquid. But if you have a cold piece of chicken, of grilled chicken, that's not going to be a violation of bishul to expose it to high levels of heat, even if it could get to yatzoledes. Where now the upper item is going to be able to get heated up. Meaning the chiddush of this line in Shulchan Aruch is, let's say you have a liquid that it was that had cooled down, it was totally cold, and you want to put it on top of a hot pot. So we said, oh, that's going to be bishul because the liquid will get to yatzoledespo, and if it could get to yatzoledespo, it's going to be aser. So what's the chiddush? Of course, you're not allowed to cook a cold liquid. Of course, it's going to be aser to cook a cold liquid to yatzoledespo. So the Mishmur explains, no. Here's the chiddush. Chiddush is even if you only want to put it there for a minute, you just want to remove the chill from it. You don't plan on leaving it there till it gets the Yatzel Edesbo. It's still going to be Asr because you might forget, you'll get distracted, and then you'll end up leaving it there till it gets the Yatzel Edesbo. So that's the Chiddush. That even if you're not actually planning on leaving it there till it gets the Yatzel Edesbo, by even doing it temporarily is going to be a problem. See, if Zayin, Yesh Mefarshim Dad, Shari Laniach Klish Yesh Bodover Cham, Al Gabi Kedera Hatmuna, there are those that say that which we allow putting a kli that has something hot in it on top of a pot that is insulated, afilu kli atachton ala esh shari. That's mutter even if the bottom kli is on a fire. So if you have something that you have food, you have a chalent that's still hot in a pot, you could put it on top of a different pot that's on the fire. V'yesh mefarshim shem kli atachton ala esh liolam aser. However, others say, no, if the bottom kli is on a fire, then for sure it's going to be usher to put something on top of that kli, because that's like putting it on the fire. Says the Mishabrua, afilu kli atachton, atam dekim shakderim afseka, sikia keir tu, vavenirim vashel, umari shayu kli mevushel kol tzorka. He says that the reason for the first opinion, quote in Shulchan Aruch, that's mekil, is because when you have a kedera, this is what we call kedera al gabi kedera. When you have another pot in between the fire and the pot that you're warming up, so it's so obvious that's not bishul, because that's not the way anybody cooks. No one cooks by putting food on top of a different pot of food. So therefore, you don't have anything to worry about in terms of derabbanan of mechzik and mevashel ala esh. And the other opinion says no. If it's ala esh, then it's always going to be aser. If the bottom pot is on the fire, it's going to be aser. Why? Sfiru da dekderam of sekas havikamokiru grufa dasal aniach ala lechadchila. He holds that a hefse kedera, what we call kedera al gabi kedera, is like a kira, it's like a stove that has a blech on it, which you're not allowed to do the chalchila, to just put cold food directly on the stove that has a blech on it. But we pass like the first opinion, that kedera al gabi kedera is mutter. So basically, two opinions, whether you're allowed to take something that is no longer subject to bishul, like it's a hot chalent, so it's already hot, it's no longer subject to bishul, it's only subject to mechzi kemevashel, is that going to be a problem when you put it on top of another pot that's sitting on a fire? So the first opinion, which we paskin like, says mutter. Second opinion says aser. This is what's behind the, I don't know if they make it anymore, they used to do something called the kedera blech. The idea was, instead of just a flat sheet of metal over a fire, it looked like a flat sheet of metal, but it actually had some water inside of it, so that it was like it's functioned as a pot of water. And then you could put fully cooked food on top of it, on top of that kedera blech. Because then it's kedera al gabe kedera, which we just said is mutter. Sivchas laniach dover karshin is bashal kol tzarcho, to put something cold, which is fully cooked, al gabe mecham sha'ala esh, on top of something hot that's on the fire. Yesh omrim shadinu kamenicho kenegad amadura. Some say that putting it on top of a hot pot that's on the fire is like putting it near the fire, which is mutter. V'kol dover shemutter laniacho kenegad amadura b'makom she'yatzel ledesbo, anything you're allowed to put near a fire where it could still get very hot, kigon sheyavish mutter, like a dry cooked piece of chicken, mutter lanich al gabi mecham shal gabi esh. You're also allowed to do kedera al gabi kedera. V'yeshom davi kemeniach al gabi kiru lechadchila v'asra filin special kol tzarcho. But others say that kedera al gabi kedera does not work to take a dry, cold piece of cooked piece of chicken to put it to warm it up. Filum mitzamik v'ralo, even if further heating is going to dry it out and make it less good. And even if you're just putting it there to maintain its heat, but the first opinion seems more correct. Essentially, what the Shulchan Aruch is saying in Sivches is the exact same thing he said in Siv Zayin, that there are two opinions, whether Kedera al-Gabi Kedera works, and we pass on like the first opinion, that Kedera al-Gabi Kedera does work. If you want to warm up fully cooked food on Shabbos, you're allowed to do it with Kedera al-Gabi Kedera. So you want to put something on top of your crock pot, that that is mutter. Take something out of the fridge, take cold chicken out of the fridge, put it on top of your crock pot, that's going to be mutter. That's keder al gabi keder. Put it on top of your urn, mutter. That's keder al gabi keder. That, in fact, now they make an urn that has a flat top that's meant to hold 9 by 13 pans on top of it, you know, to be able to, someone came up with that chop. It's pretty smart, right? So, and it's glatt. It works. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says in two sifim in a row that it's total, that it's, we paskin, that it's mutter to do that. Keder al gabi keder is a mutter way to heat up food that as long as you're not violating bishul, as long as it's either a fully cooked solid or it's a still warm liquid, you don't have that, you don't have a problem with bishul. It's not a problem with mechzikim mevashel. Says the Shulchan Aruch, mikol makom mutav shel sheish bo rotav mitzamik v'yafalo asul divrei kol. If it's a liquid it's going to improve by being heated, then it's asur even in the keder al gabi keder situation. Let's see, Mishabura Sifkata Nun Zayin. Ooh, the lights just went out here. 1 second. Let me play with the app to get the lights back on. 1 second. Sorry. I've got to get them to change the settings here. One second. Sorry to hold everybody. Okay. Ah, there we go. Back in business. So says the Mishnah Brura in Sifkata, and where are we up to? Nun Zayin. Laniach Dover Kar, Sif Zev Sif Zayin Inyan Echadu. He says you should know this Sif and Sif Zayin are the same topic. Sif Zayin and Sif Chas are talking about the same exact thing. Velu Ashtei Deo Sheba Sif Zeh, Heimatz Sheba Sif Zayin. The two opinions in Sif Chas are the same as the two opinions in Sif Zayin. El Deshah Mari B'Dover Lach Dimayim Etzan Yeshba Mishum Bishel. It's just that in Sif Zayin we were talking about a liquid where it still had to be warm in order to avoid a bishul problem. That's why it said that it has something hot in it. But in Sifches, we're talking about a dry food, which is not subject to bishul even if it's fully cold. Even if it's cooled down, a cold piece of grilled chicken is not subject to bishul anymore, because of ein bishul achar bishul, like we've already said in Sifdalid. Anything that you're allowed to put near a kedera, you could do with hefse kedera. Anything that's not subject to bishul, like a dry piece of chicken that's already cooked, you're allowed to soak it in a kli rishon. You could also put it near a fire at a little bit of a distance, where we're not so worried that you're going to come to be mechata b'chol, and we're not going to come to stoke the coals. The kumvor b'siv tezvav. So what was this going on? Sifkata Nuntes. We said that mechem that you're allowed to put it on top of a pot that's on the fire. V'yafagav da'afilu b'kira grufa min eish lo shari b'sim reishon gimel el chazara avalaniach l'chadchila aser. Even though if you have a stove that you cleaned out the coals from the stove and it's just residual heat, you're not allowed to take cold food from the fridge and put it in such a stove. You're only allowed to do achzara of that which was there before. K'mvor sham b'sif hei b'agav. Over here, why does it help to have a kedera al gabi kedera over here? You're doing nesina lechadchila. You're not doing achzara. You're taking it out of the fridge and putting it on the kedera al gabi kedera. So tzarich lomar disfirla ledeyazu dafsakas amechem afilu beinu grufa adif mikira grufa. This opinion holds having a kedera al gabi kedera is a better heter than a blech. A blech is grufa ketuma. This is better. Because over there the kedera is right on the stove, which is where you always cook, and it looks like you're cooking. But in our case, where it's sitting on top of another pot, no one cooks like that, and therefore you're allowed to do hanocha lechadchila. This is one of the most important sifkatans in all of Hilchah Shabbos, because most people want to know not how to do achzara on Shabbos, they want to know how to do nesina lechadchila on Shabbos. They want to know how they could take food out of the fridge on Shabbos morning and heat it up. So here we're told, kedera al gabi kedera works for that. a blech does not work for that, right? Meaning just having a blech over a fire and putting it on that will not work. What obviously the Mishnah Berurah does not discuss is a hot plate and a warming drawer. They didn't have these things, right? But the principle the Mishnah Berurah is telling us is that if it's the type of thing that no one would ever cook on that, then you're allowed to do nesina l'chalchila. If it's the kind of thing that's not shaykh to cook on, then you're allowed to do nesina l'chalchila. And that's why there's a machlokas about very hot plates. If you have a hot plate that doesn't have adjustable temperature and it gets really, really hot, so do you say, well, I might cook on that. Some people might cook on that. Or do you say, nah, who cooks on a hot plate? No one would ever cook on a hot plate. But that's the core issue. Siv katan samuch, v'risho niri ikr. The first opinion that says keder al gabi keder is mutter is the one we paskin. Like v'chein paskin al yirab v'agrav v'kai gam al had siv zayin din yinechru k'moshe k'savn l'mayla. And he's paskining like the first day in siv zayin as well, because it's all the same day. Rotev, the kivin sheyesh bo rotev, anything that has juice, kvar paskin mechar b'lel siv tal dim insan yesh b'shalach b'shal, that if it's cooled down, it's subject to b'shal. U'memeylo asu litno al gabi mechem cham af meino al gabi esh. And therefore, you're not allowed to put it on top of a hot pot, even if it's not on the fire. Kanal b'siv vav, because you can't cook liquid. U'mitztamik v'yafalo, da, the kol loshon ha-sif hazeh, the entire loshon of this sif, who loshon Rabbeinu Yeruchim, is all from the loshon of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. V'az l'shit ha-seh ha-niskal el b'siv tal b'aga, the dafka b'mitztamik v'yafalo, az yesh b'shal achar b'shal. And he's going l'shit ha-so, that yesh b'shal achar b'shal is on, even on a liquid, is only if it's improved by the further cooking. But we hold any time you reheat a liquid, it's going to be problematic. Also, fascinating yisod. He says the mechaber doesn't really believe what he's telling you over here, because over here he's just trying to be loyal to the language that Rabbeinu Yeruchim used. But mechaber already told us that you're not allowed to reheat liquid, even if it's mitzamik v'ralo. So even though the mechaber says over here, oh, it's only us, or if it's mitzamik v'yafalo, he doesn't really hold that way. He just wants to quote exactly the lashon of Ben Yeruchim. You'll find in different places in Shulchan Aruch, the mechaber sometimes will just borrow the exact lashon of the Rambam, or the exact lashon of the Rashba. And in this case, the exact lashon of Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Wow, so to review what we learned tonight, first we learned in Se'if Vav, that anything that is any hot liquid you're allowed to put you're allowed to stick into an insulation that already exists from before Shabbos, and you're also allowed to seal the opening with dough. The Mishnah Berurah had two deos as to why you're allowed to seal the opening with dough. Why is that not a violation of mimareach? If after all putting wax over a hole is a violation of mimareach, so the Magen Avraham held that the difference is whether you do it whether it's dough or it's wax. Dough is not subject to mimareach, whereas the Taz says it all depends whether you do it in a sloppy way or a neat way. And then in both Siv Zayin and Siv Ches, the Mechaber says if you manage to find something that is not subject to Bishul, you're allowed to do Nesina L'Chadchila in Keder Al Gabi Kedera situation, to put it on top of an already existing pot that is currently on the fire. You're allowed to do that if it's a hot liquid, it's a still hot liquid, or a fully cooked solid. You can warm it up Shabbos morning by putting your kedera al gabi kedera. That's what we mentioned. That's what they have now, those urns with a flat top that you can put it on top of, or the crock pot you can put it on top of. That is actually the best way to warm something up on Shabbos. When they used to make that kedera blech, a lot of the poskim didn't like it. Rav Shechter thought it was the very best way to warm up food on Shabbos. That's what they used in his house. I think they might still use it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time on Sunday, we will pick up with Se'if Tes. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you for